Time for sports. For the next week in Sacramento, American track and field Olympic hopefuls are competing for slots in the summer games that start next month in Athens. Much of the focus has been less on high jumps or hurdles and more on the possible use of performance-enhancing drugs. 100-meter record holder Tim Montgomery and five other athletes have doping accusations pending against them. And Marion Jones, who won five medals in the Sydney Olympics, is also competing under a cloud. Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport has written a book with Marion Jones. He joins us from our Chicago bureau. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Susan.
First of all, just let's make it clear, it's a rumor at this point against Ms. Jones, isn't that right?
Yeah, she hasn't been charged with anything. Susan, Marion and I wrote a book together 5 years ago. We discussed performance-enhancing drugs extensively. She said she's never used them, never would, and pointed out she's been tested since she's been in high school, literally hundreds of times. I believed her then, and I believe her now. This is why she's facing the heat these days. Her former husband, C.J. Hunter, had to drop out of the Sydney Olympics after failing a drug test. Her current boyfriend and the father of her son, Tim Montgomery, as you point out, has been accused of using drugs. And her coach, Trevor Graham, was the person who started this entire round of investigations that's involved half a dozen Olympic hopefuls by anonymously sending drug officials a syringe containing a designer steroid.
Why would he do that?
Well, nobody's exactly sure, but this happened over a year ago, last June. So there's a whole lot of feuds and fighting going on back and forth, and we're not exactly sure what's behind it. A number of the athletes have been caught in the middle of this.
Wow.
So Marion has been surrounded by these kinds of things, but there's no evidence against her of any substantive kind. What's interesting in her case is that in the last 4 years, she has never run as fast as she did in Sydney when she was winning all those medals, three golds and two bronze. She took a year off to have a baby, but she's been very slow in rounding into form this year. So I suppose it's possible to argue that if she's been taking drugs, she ought to get a refund.
They're not enhancing her very much.
Not exactly.
Talk about Tim Montgomery now. He is Marion Jones' boyfriend, and also those others now being investigated. Is it possible they could win a slot in the next week for the Olympics and then not be allowed to compete in Athens?
Yes, it is. Unless they're convicted of using illegal drugs in the 6 weeks between now and the start of the Olympics, they'll be in Athens. However, some of the hearings are likely to take place between now and then. Here's one of the distressing things that could happen at these hearings, Susan. Instead of your analysis, which has always been the standard for drug tests, the authorities are now relying on what they call non-analytical positives. That's a euphemism for you. And instead of guilt beyond a reasonable doubt being necessary, they're talking about the comfortable satisfaction of the hearing body, which somebody said sounds like a pretty good standard for buying tennis shoes.
But what does it mean? I don't understand.
Well, what it means is they don't have to have proof. We don't need no stinking drug tests.
Yeah.
What they can have is somebody turning evidence, some kind of documentation, some sort of he said, she said. And a lot of civil libertarians and a lot of plain old lawyers are pretty upset about this. They're kind of nervous.
Drug stuff aside, if we can put it aside these days, how are the American track and field athletes expected to do in Athens?
Excellent. We have the best track athletes in the world. No, these are tremendous athletes, and it's a pity that these 10 days of the Olympic trials that are going on in Sacramento now are usually a better track meet than you have at the Olympics, because we have a better field here and only the top three can go. Often have a deeper field than you will sometimes see at Olympic Games, and it is very much a shame that it's been so overwhelmingly the focus has been on drugs this year.
Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. He's also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Susan.